Hey, Kaden. Finally, a first one out there. Maybe shake the rust a bit, shake the nerves off as well. So, how did you handle all of this tonight?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Definitely faster. Definitely you got to make the right reads. So it was all right. It was good to get one in, and hopefully be better get next game.
We're playing with Xavier Ouellette, who has tons of experience in this league. To play at your natural position on the left side, you're playing with Xavier. He's the captain of this team. So how huge was it? And I know you practiced a lot with him since the beginning of training camp.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. He's been huge for me. Leads by example. I watch a lot of the things he does. He makes good plays with the puck. He talks a lot. He's obviously, like you said, got lots of experience. So look at him and try and kind of see what he does to try and get to that next level.
How much pressure were you feeling to finally come back to play just before going back into the junior ranks in Prince Albert? I mean, I know that you were nursing an injury, but a player wants to play each and every time, especially making the step to the pros.
Yeah, it was obviously unfortunate that happened, I really wanted to play, obviously, and felt good to finally get the okay, and it's just been getting better every day. So it was good. Definitely felt good to be able to play tonight.
All right, take it again.
Thank you.
Sean Campbell.
Kaden, I know in that first period you wanted to get the flow going and start to feel it. You threw your body around. Was that part of your game plan, or is that always part of your game plan?
Yeah, I mean, always part of my game plan. Like to be physical and make it tough. So if it was there, it was there, and if it wasn't, it wasn't. So I'm just trying to take the body when it's the right time to.
You spoke about the speed of the game. Was it the players? Was it the puck? What was it about the speed of the game?
Yeah, just puck moves quicker. Players are a lot faster. They find little holes in you. So, yeah, just everything was a little bit faster. You got to think quicker. It's good to be able to play that game and kind of get the feel for pro hockey.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nick Landry, RDS.
Hello, Kaden. Wondering what's it been like seeing the likes of other junior age guys like Seth Jarvis and Jamie Drysdale and Philip Tomasino do so well with their own opportunities since the beginning of this season in the AHL? Did that make it maybe a little bit more frustrating for you to have to sit and wait to be able to get your own opportunity at that level?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm happy for those guys. Obviously, Phil and Jamie just played with them at the juniors, and they're both great guys. Happy to see them have success. And saw so played with Jarvie at U17 and U18, and got to know him pretty well throughout the past few years. So I'm happy for those guys. They're doing well, obviously. So yeah, no, I mean, it's not really frustrating that they're doing well. I'm kind of focused on myself and the team, and trying to get back in the lineup.
Have you been in contact with some of those guys? I know there's also Ozzie Weisblatt, your teammate at Prince Albert, who's played a few games in San Jose.
Yeah, I've talked to Ozzie a little bit, talked to Jamie a little bit, just because my brother's in San Jose or San Diego right now, so just kind of funny how that works out. And yeah, no, just checking in. Obviously, been talking to Ozzie quite a bit. And he was doing well in San Jose, it looked like. So, again, happy for those guys that they're doing well and having success.
One last one from me. Joel was very praiseful about you at the end of training camp. He said he gave you a 12 out of 10 for the way you conducted yourself there. I'm not going to ask you to give yourself a grade, but how has this whole experience, training camp and first game tonight, been for you compared maybe to what your expectations were at the beginning?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, with how the world is right now, you didn't really know if there was going to be a training camp or what was going to happen or if I was going to be able to come. So I was just happy to be able to be here and get to get a camp under my belt and get to obviously just try and do my best every day and be a good guy, be a good teammate, and just try to do that and work hard every day. So It was awesome to get to come here and get a camp under my belt and play a game.
All right. Thanks, Caden.
Thank you.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Jared Book.
Hi, Caden. Just wondering, obviously, you know, you played in at the World Juniors in Edmonton, but what's it like to play at the Bell Center as a draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens in your first pro game?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Obviously would be nice to have the fans here and, you know, get to see how great the fans are here in Montreal and in Laval. And, but it's obviously really cool to be able to play in the Bell Center. You know, I see videos and pictures of how awesome the fans are and how great the rink is when it's packed. So even though there's no fans, it's still an unbelievable experience to get to play here and definitely gets you a little more excited before every game.
Thanks.
Last one, Amy Johnson.
Thanks. Hi, Caden. You talked about how special it was that you were able to come and get a training camp under your belt and get a game in. So what do you think are the biggest components from this experience that you're going to take away from this unique opportunity to get to come do this?
I mean, just little things on the ice, just moving the puck quicker. Like I talked about, it's faster here. Got to make plays quicker and don't have much time to kind of hold onto the puck and wait for something to open up. You got to move it quick. Just off the ice, just being a good guy all the time. I've tried to do that with every team I'm on every year. Everybody here is a great guy, and they all are here for the same reason to win. And everyone's happy for each other. So it's good to be around the guys and around all the pros and take it back to PA and you know, try and maybe help some other guys out about what pro hockey might be like for them someday.
Great. Thanks, Cade.